Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. 58 years ago this week, the Enola Gay dropped a single bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. There were more than 100,000 casualties from this devastating demonstration of nuclear fission. Oak Ridge National Laboratory in eastern Tennessee supplied the bomb with its uranium-235, and this year Oak Ridge celebrates its 60th anniversary. Today, atomic power's emission-free energy still has the potential to cause great harm. But much has changed for Oak Ridge, originally built as a monocrop uranium farm. A year after the atom bomb, scientists troubled by military control of nuclear power lobbied for civilian control and won. While many nuclear reactors got tied up in debates and budget problems, Oak Ridge focused its energy on harnessing atomic power for good. It delivered isotopes to doctors for medical tests and treatments, while it pioneered bone marrow transplants to study the effects of and treatments for radiation sickness. And in the late 60s, scientists at Oak Ridge began studying the effect of fossil fuel power plant emissions, correctly postulating acid rain and global warming as negative impacts on the environment. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.